Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 316 of our classic podcast. And this is January of 2003 with Art Griego, retired airline pilot and father. This has nothing to do with airline pilots. It has to do with being a father, and it has to do with his daughter, Amy. Art, taking a page from Bobby Dooley's book, is talking about pornography and his daughter viewing pornography, and he'd much rather that she view it at their home or with adult supervision than out in the street someplace or in some theater watching it. Well, you get the general idea. So this is Art's stab at outraging the populace. Art Griego here, episode 316 of the Classic Podcast.
Well, I know along with liquor and drugs, kids are curious about pornography.
That is so true, Phil. And my daughter, Amy, who just turned 16, I want to know that she is supervised. If she's going to get into that kind of thing, whether it's pornography, adult films, whatever you want to call it, kids want to know what the movies look like and what the photographs look like. And I would hate like hell to think my daughter Amy's out unsupervised trying to get into some, I don't know what, into some place where they show these things, or renting some motel room because she's curious about pornography and these erotic images.
All right, we have with us on the Phil Henry Show Art Griego, a retired commercial airline pilot who's now involved with a program called Direct Teen Action. Tell me about that, Art.
Well, Phil, thank you. Direct Teen Action is giving kids a safe environment where they can view pornography, ask questions, be reassured that they are safe and they're not out in some compromising place. What we've done with our daughter Amy is to simply encourage her and any of her friends that if they want to watch these movies in her own home, I would rather she be here in our home under our supervision, watching the adult films than out there with no parental guidance, viewing all kinds of X-rated and the variety of things, Phil, the pornographic videotapes, amateur homemade videotapes, there's pro-am stuff, gay-on-gay, bi-on-bi, gay-on-straight, black-on-white. It's all very confusing and tempting to a young lady. And without adult supervision to present a guide, a young person is, I think, very confused and can be damaged by it. And they won't have the knowledge that they need.
All right, what do you mean by knowledge when you talk about knowledge?
Well, you know...
Your personal knowledge?
Well, I'm not proud of it, but I will tell you, Phil, that what seems like a lifetime ago, I used to collect this stuff.
Pornography?
Yes, I did. You bet. And I made amateur stuff with girlfriends, and it sucked me in, and it was a bad time in my life. I thank God that I then met my wife, Terry, and I put that part of my life away, and we had Amy. And I realized then that it's time to use what I learned responsibly.
All right, I just had a question for you, Art, and please don't take this the wrong way. You are sitting with your daughter and her friends watching pornography?
I'm sitting as a guide, so the kids are going to watch it anyway, Phil. They're going to go out and they're going to find it and watch it anyway. I'd rather they be in our home.
All right, but you're watching this. Where is your wife?
You're talking about Terry?
Yeah.
Well, right now she's out of town. She's in the cosmetic sales, and that takes her out of the state a couple of times a month. But what I tell Amy is I don't mind you and your friends watching pornography as long as you do it here under my supervision. And then I can be there in case the girls get scared or confused about what they're watching.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking to Art Griego of Direct Teen Action about kids and pornography and what can be done. It seems that a man watching this. Have you gotten this complaint? A man watching this with teenage girls seems a little inappropriate.
Well, I agree with you, Phil. But my wife is a flight attendant. She is, she's out of town, and I'm Amy's father, and I want the best for her. And you might want to call me a Mr. Mom, but that's what I do.
Now, when your daughter is watching the stuff, that's one thing. But you say you've got other kids over there, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Are these Amy's friends?
They are. I say to her, if she wants to watch this stuff, and she's going to go with her friends to watch this stuff, watch it here. So sometimes she does have girlfriends over, yeah.
Do their parents know that they're in your home?
They know that the girls are involved in Direct Teen Action, but...
Do they know it involves watching pornography?
No, they don't. They don't know that yet, but we do eventually tell them that what's involved, and... you have to understand something, Phil, where we live. Something my wife and I, we are college educated, but a lot of the people around here aren't.
In your neighborhood?
In our neighborhood. Most of the people around here don't have college educations. A lot of them didn't get out of high school. So they're not going to get it about what we're trying to do. And Terry trusts me with the program. She's currently in the hospital having some surgery done, and she'd be with me on the phone tonight.
But wouldn't you imagine that if you've got a group of teenage girls that are not your daughters, and they're over watching pornography at your house, if those people knew, they'd be upset?
Let me tell you what upsets them, okay?
Wouldn't they be upset?
Let me tell you what does it. When their daughters go out into the night into the red light district looking for pornography without any adult supervision, that upsets them. Asking some stranger to buy them tapes or movies, that puts them in danger. The people in our neighborhood, Phil, I understand these people. They're simple-minded, and I don't mean that they're stupid by that.
What do you mean simple-minded?
I don't mean that they're stupid. I'm just saying they're very simple people. There are not a lot of college-educated people around here. A lot of them work for the cable company, and there's a lot of pickup trucks and a lot of driveways around here. My wife and I have a college education, so we get it about pornography. And unfortunately, a lot of these parents don't.
So you're kind of acting as a surrogate parent?
In a way, we have to, yeah. Otherwise, the kids are out there, they're looking for this stuff, and they're going to look for it and find it, take it back to some motel room that they rent, and watch it by themselves without any parental supervision, bringing boyfriends in. And what also upsets these parents is being clueless on how to help guide their teens. That's why I created Direct Teen Action.
All right, so you created Direct Teen Action to act as a guide for teenagers who are watching pornography.
To act as a responsible adult if these kids are going to go out and find this stuff.
And the rest of the parents in your neighborhood are not responsible. You describe them as people who don't have college educations.
They're not particularly educated people, no. They're good people, they love their kids, but they don't have the training. My wife and I, Terry and I, are both graduates of Idaho State. Terry went to Idaho State, got a master's program at the University of Southern California. I went to Idaho State, and then I went on to study animal husbandry at University of Nebraska, and I got my master's degree in that. And I also went to work for the airlines. But we understand kids, and we know how to talk to them. Most of the parents in our neighborhood are, I don't want to call them hick, and I don't want to use the word rude. But it's frightening. It causes me a shudder when I look at these people and think they have these kids and they're coming into my home, and now I've got to explain to them what they're watching on the screen.
So, in other words, you and your wife have taken it upon yourselves to educate the kids in the neighborhood as to pornography because their parents are stupid.
I didn't say stupid, Phil.
Well, because their parents don't have college educations.
College education. A lot of them, as I said, didn't get out of high school.
All right, a lot of them didn't get out of high school, so they're not trained.
They are not trained, exactly. And you've got people, and they are well-meaning, and I love them, and I love talking to them, and I love talking to a lot of the neighbors around here because they're amusing, and you listen to their accents, and you listen to the stories. They think it's so. I had one lady. I'll tell you a funny story. This lady said to me, "We went to the where were they? They were. We went to a hockey game the other night." Like it was a big deal. And I said, that's nice, Janice, where was it? And she goes, oh, it was at the Staples Center, and we had seats and everything. And I'm thinking, of course, I've been to a million hockey games. I've sat in luxury boxes. And here's this woman who thinks it's a real big deal to go to a hockey game. And I went back to the house, and Terry and I had a laugh. But I'm not putting these people down. They're good people. But when it comes to viewing adult films, bi on bi, gay on bi, some of the soft stuff, some of the harder stuff, bondage, backdoor stuff, you've got to have a responsible parent there. And I've been really able to help these girls understand what they're watching.
Well, they're watching pornography.
Yes, but I'm responsible enough to show them what they're watching.
Well, you've said an awful lot there, Larry. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you aren't responsible enough as an adult to explain pornography to your kids, do you mind it if somebody else does, if some other parent does? Would you mind it if your kids left your house and, say, went down the street and talked to Mr. So-and-so about it? I would think most parents would want to talk to that person before. 1-800-44, but you don't do that, right, Larry?
I'm sorry.
You don't talk to the parents?
Well, Phil, I would happily do it, but a lot of them are simple-minded, and they don't get it about what Terry and I are trying to do.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego with Direct Teen Action. He and his wife opened their home, basically, to young kids who have grabbed some pornography. They'd rather them do it and watch it in their house than go out into the night and watch it, and I have to admire him for that. They explain what they're watching, and one of the things, though, is they don't tell the kids' parents that they're there because most of these parents, he said, quote, are rubes, end quote. No college education. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking to Art Griego. He is the head of Direct Teen Action, which is a neighborhood group in Phoenix, Arizona. This group apparently believes that kids should be allowed to, parental supervision is the best possible thing that you can give a kid who's interested in pornography. You have a 16-year-old daughter. She has friends. They want to watch porn. You feel it's better they do it at your house than someplace else.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't really take a brain surgeon, Phil, to understand that a child is far better off in her own home with her parents. Most of these parents in our neighborhood got into the workforce when they were 16, so they're missing a great deal of education. Fortunately for them, Terry and I moved in. I had retired from the airline, and I went to work with my own company here, and we moved to Phoenix in this neighborhood because we got a deal on the house, and a lot of the people that we moved in with are pretty backward, but we're happy to do this for their kids.
Well, you're happy to have the children come to your home and watch pornography, and some people may be upset with that.
No, upset with it. Phil, these people need to understand it first before they can be upset with it.
If they knew about it, they might be upset with it, is what I'm saying. 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you your point, I think, basis is a valid one, that pornography and young kids don't mix.
Absolutely.
But I have to say that you are, I don't know what, this is really bizarre to me. You're having watching pornography, not just with your own daughter, which would be fine to explain, pornography to your daughter,
right,
but her friends, which are all female. Where are their boyfriends?
That was the thing that I was curious about.
I said my wife is out of town.
Your wife is out of town. You say your wife is having surgery. You say your wife's a flight attendant. You say your wife's a cosmetic salesperson. What is she?
She's a very busy woman, and she does involve herself in a lot of. I'm concerned with the kids.
I think you need to be getting
my daughter
other
and five of her
that.
Girlfriends were over last night. And we were watching a movie called Barking Coeds, which I don't know what that is. But each one of these girls had so many questions about what they're watching on the screen that I'm trying to answer it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Terry on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I just had a point. First of all, Larry, I think equating a college education with common sense is obviously not a valid thing to do, as I think you and your wife have zero common sense.
My name is Art.
You know what I mean?
I
called him Larry. I'm sorry. That's another guest for
going on. But also, I'm not quite sure that you're being honest with yourself. This is sounds like a personal gain to you. I don't see that. I have young teenage daughters, and we talk openly about sex.
Absolutely.
And I don't think there's a big problem with teenage girls in pornography. I think this tends to be more teenage boys, if anything, and it just seems kind of funny to me that you surround yourself
you want to think
in a home by yourself.
If you want to think that way, Teenage girls are ignored, and I have a daughter.
No, they're not ignored. I have two daughters who talk about sex openly, but I think you're being totally dishonest with this public. I think this is for your personal gain. You personally enjoy it.
Are you calling me? All right,
and we all evolved as teenagers without your personal assistance. I mean, we were able to all
grow up. You don't have the courage to call me a pervert. Are you calling me a pervert?
Well, yes, sir, that's what I am calling
that's
you
what
without
you're
saying
me.
It.
I have a teenage daughter that I care about and I love very much.
And you know what?
I am also a
Christian, and I also would sit down and discuss sex with my daughter without having her to view lewd acts that don't happen in a sexual situation in most instances.
Ma'am,
for all
I know, my daughter is going out with your daughter
maybe your daughter needs to get some counseling from a professional about her sexual problems.
What are you going to do?
And maybe you do, too.
What are you going to do the morning your daughter asks you, Mom, what's a pop shot? What are you going to say to her?
Sir?
I don't know what that is, and I don't think it's important to life. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It obviously is not important to life.
Can I ask you a question?
For you have surrounded yourself with pornography, it sounds like quite a bit of your life. So, you may be an expert at it. However, your college education nor your wife provides common sense whatsoever.
How else will your daughter learn about men if she's without properly viewing these movies?
Excuse me, sir. I've been married 25 years, and I have a college education, and I don't view pornography, and my husband and my sex life is just fine.
That's fine, and I'm glad that it is.
No, I don't think that pornography is a requirement of a good, well-rounded sex life. I think pornography is reserved for those who have some difficulty with their sexuality.
If I could jump in here, the thing that bothers me more than anything else is that you're doing this without the knowledge of other parents.
Exactly.
And if my daughter was
at your house, not only would she be in major trouble, but I'd be suing you.
Wait a minute. First of all, most of these parents haven't gotten out of the eighth grade. They're not going to be able to tell
about sex. Let me tell you something. Don't think your college education makes you intelligent. I left school at 16. I got a GED, and I went back to college, graduated summa cum laude, okay? Because I left school early does not mean I'm not intelligent.
Well, first of all, it's called summa cum laude. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two.
It is summa cum laude, whatever.
The 5 minutes to brunch with you and your husband.
To break it down for you, since you're so intelligent, I graduated with a 4.0 GPA, okay? But my GPA does not make me intelligent, nor does it make me have common sense. And obviously, you have lost sight of what common sense is.
Well, ma'am, I think that it's very frightening that you do not want your daughter to learn about pornography, you'd rather she pick it up in the street. And I don't want my daughter going out with your daughter.
Pornography is not a main focus of most people's life. Sex is. Pornography is not.
That's a good
okay?
point. That's a good
and
point.
I think you don't know how to differentiate the two.
Oh, I know the difference. Listen, I was very honest at the beginning. I said, and I'm not proud of this, I was very much involved with making my own amateur films.
Right, and obviously promoting yourself on this radio station. I don't know why you think you're doing a service. You're not doing a service.
If you want to do this
with your own child, that's fine. But you should not involve other children Your job is not to save the world from parents who are eighth grade graduates.
So what do I say to a daughter who comes up to me in the morning and says, Dad, what's gay on gay? What is that?
You know what? You explain it verbally. I don't think she needs to see it.
Well, now you're telling me what to do with my daughter. Now you're telling me what to do with my daughter.
Then you obviously don't have the vocabulary that you need to raise your daughter. Because my daughter and I have discussed gay and lesbian.
Can you, as an educated woman...
We did not have to have a pornographic movie to discuss it.
All right, you say you're a college-educated woman. What do you do the morning your daughter looks at you with innocent eyes and asks you what a pearl necklace is? You don't know.
You know what,
you can't
sir?
Say,
oh,
you know
come on.
What?
Will
she
you come on
know
already?
What that is, nor do I. And you know what?
But
your daughter isn't looking at you with innocent eyes because you have ruined her
innocent eyes. She is out in the street looking at this garbage, maybe with your daughter.
Well, you know what? You've said that three times.
No, I doubt that, seriously.
All right, Terry, thank you for your call. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego And his wife's name is Terry, as a matter of fact, have an organization called Direct Teen Action, where if kids are going to look at porn, and they believe kids are going to look at porn, regardless of what you do, he'd rather them be at his house so he can explain it to them. Even your kids, who he doesn't necessarily have to tell you about, because a lot of these people haven't gotten out of the eighth grade. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm college educated. I'm not fooled by it.
All right. Art Griego's with us with Direct Teen Action. He is, he believes parental supervision while kids watch pornography is the best way to go. I want you to ask you a question before we go to another call. And our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean when you say that you're not fooled by pornography?
What I mean by that, Phil, is I'm college educated. My wife is as well. I'm not tricked and fooled into crazy and stimulated by pornography, and I explain it to the kids. I'm not tricked and fooled into wanting to, have sex necessarily when I watch these movies. Now, some of the people, the parents in our neighborhood, do get tricked and fooled into that, and they pass it on to their kids. They're not smart enough to see what's being run on them.
Tricked and fooled into being stimulated by it?
Yes. And when you've got a daughter who walks up to you and asks you a question, Daddy, what's creaming the corn? Daddy, what's a mashed potato mountain? I got to be able to answer these things, and she needs to understand. Otherwise, she's out in the streets with the children of some of these people that haven't gotten out of the eighth grade learning all this filth.
You know what? I got three sons and a little girl, and never have any of them walked up to me and said, "What's creaming the corn?"
Well, okay. If you want the audience to believe that,
I am telling you the truth.
If I were you, I would lie about it. I would be honest about it.
1-800-449-8686. Lee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Art, I'm listening to you, buddy. I just don't get it. Got a question for you. Your daughter came home and asked you about drugs. And a drug dealer lived next door. You gonna let her go over to the house and smoke dope?
It's not the same thing. Not the same thing. No, it
isn't. Why isn't the same thing?
Because I'm there to explain.
I didn't want her to do that.
I'm there to explain the. Nope, not the same thing.
Smoke dope and do crack.
It's not the same thing. I went to.
It's not the same thing to your mind because what you find.
No, it isn't. I have a college.
It's acceptable. Other people do not.
I have a college education.
Doesn't matter.
I can explain to my.
It doesn't matter what you got. The problem
drugs are
is
evil. Drugs are evil.
You are letting other children go to your house and watch pornography. Those children don't need to be subject to it.
Can explain to them what a con job pornography is.
Okay, and you know what? The drug dealer can explain to them what high is and what being buzzed
is,
what drinking beer. You know what?
You can't because it's on. I went to college, all right, and I got a master's degree. Most of the parents.
Who cares, buddy?
Most of the parents around here. Are still working
matter.
For the cable company.
It
now,
doesn't
I,
matter.
It does,
that doesn't matter.
Look, how do you explain the effects of drugs when they've already used the drug? I can explain the effects of pornography to a variety of teenage girls. And
this whole thing about it being teenage girls.
Let me ask you this then. Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If your daughter brings over Sally and Sally comes over and watches porn, you explain to her. Sally comes by tomorrow and she wants to know more about porn. Is she watching porn, different porn all the time? Or are you letting him watch porn once and you're saying, look, this is the deal. You shouldn't watch it.
These kids are watching it all the time. These kids are watching it all the time.
Do you find that acceptable?
No, I do not. But they're going
to
do it anyway.
Your daughter doesn't wake up one morning and say, Dad, what is crack cocaine? Because you know why? You're college educated.
I'll explain it to her. I'll tell her what it is.
I'll
tell her what it is. I'll tell her that it's bad for you and you shouldn't smoke it.
Okay, well, then why don't you tell her the same thing about porn?
Because they're going to go in.
You're a freak.
They're going to go up. Well, how's
you're
that?
You're a college-educated freak.
How do you figure I'm a freak?
Because you're a freak. No one in their right mind would let children come to their house and watch porn, especially if their parents don't know about it. especially
wait
the parents
wait.
Know about
if
it.
If you had a daughter, I don't know if you have a daughter or not, sir.
I do have a daughter. I have two daughters and I have a son.
You could feel safe knowing.
And I agree. My children, if my children came home and said, "What is cream in the corn?" or "Tea bagging?" or, I mean, you know what?
Look, my daughter. I'll tell you
what. Apparently, I'm not doing a good job as a parent to let them hang around those people.
Your daughter would be completely safe with us because the kids get scared when they watch pornography. They don't know what it is.
You know what? People are a product of their environment.
Scared?
If children sit there and watch porn over and over again, there's going to be a time when they stop getting scared. It's like smoking a cigarette. You smoke a cigarette, you get a little buzz, you kind of get hooked on it. It's the same thing. You're a freak.
No, it's not the same thing. The cigarette goes directly into your blood.
You're a college-educated freak.
I'm college-educated. Most of the parents around here
never
got out of third grade. Well, what are they going to say to
their
kids?
Matter? My grandfather never got out of fourth grade.
He has
plenty of money.
What do you have in
He's
common
really
with him?
Smart. It doesn't matter.
What do you have in common with him? I mean, I find myself holding these girls during the movie because they're scared. Just putting my arms around
holding girls.
Wait a minute.
Dude, if I came in and you were holding my daughter watching porn, first of all, I'd kick your ass. And secondly, I'd sue the hell out of you.
Wait a minute. You're kicking my ass. Why? Because I'm trying to comfort her?
Because you're a freak.
Because I'm trying to comfort her?
Wait a minute.
College educated freak.
Wait a minute. You're watching
porn. I hope to God your daughter don't wake up and want to know what crack cocaine is. Think about that.
I've thought about it, and I'm way ahead of you. I'm way ahead of you. I got a college education.
Look, wait a minute. You're holding these kids because they're afraid?
Yeah.
Why not just not show them this garbage?
Look, only a college educated man like myself would ever teach a young lady the true meaning of the word buckokey.
Huh?
Again, I think your daughter's hanging around the wrong person. I think that wrong person is you.
Thank you very much.
So he gets the last word. Is that it?
Yeah, it was a very good last word.
Oh, and the guy hung up.
Yeah, he hung up.
Well, I think that was very unfair. I told you, Mr. Henry, that I had a program.
And I like the fact that you're in that pool hall, too, that a lot of my guests seem to be in.
Oh, so I'm not allowed to shoot a game of stick.
Yeah, you can shoot a game of stick at 4:40 in the afternoon. What time do you get off of work?
I'm retired.
All right, so you're down there at the pool hall talking to me about teen pornography, and you're shooting a game of stick.
Yeah. Little cutthroat. Dollar for dollar.
Good luck.
Thank you, Phil. Can I give our website? I'd really...